Understanding Coronavirus, COVID-19, the only manual you will ever need. Written by Tony Rutakira. Narrated by Nikki Delgado. Chapter 1. Introducing you to the renowned coronavirus. What is coronavirus? Coronavirus is a virus that is part of a large family of viruses. Coronaviruses, COV. It has been known to cause common respiratory infections, ranging from common diseases like the common cold to more critical illness such as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS. However, the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, is a new strain of the coronaviruses that was discovered in 2019, which has never been previously identified in humans. Coronaviruses, COV, are known to be zoonotic, that is, they are usually transmitted between humans and animals. Several investigations proved that SARS was transmitted to humans from civet cats, and MERS was also transmitted from dromedary camels to humans. There are still several strains of the coronaviruses that are known in animals that are yet to infect humans. Coronaviruses got their name from the resemblance that the spikes protruding from the surface have a crown and the sun's corona. They infect humans and animals, thereby causing illness in the respiratory tracts. Every year there are at least 4 different strains of the coronaviruses that cause mild infections, such as the common cold. Most people will get infected with at least one of these viruses at a point in their lives. There was a strain of the coronaviruses that circulated in China back in 2003. This strain of coronavirus was called SARS. The virus was contained after it killed about 774 and made over 8,000 people sick. Following that, in 2012, another strain of the coronaviruses called MERS plagued Saudi Arabia. However, the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, currently plaguing the world originated in Wuhan, China. COVID-19 is usually transmitted via respiratory droplets, from sneezing and coughing. Also, it has been considered to be most contagious when people have become symptomatic. However, there is a possibility of transmission even before symptoms begin to appear. How dangerous is the coronavirus disease? Accurately assessing the lethality of a new virus is not an easy task. COVID-19, however, appears to be less fatal than SARS or MERS, but more fatal than the seasonal flu. Studies have shown that the fatality rate of COVID-19 is about 2%. However, statistics show that about 5% of the patients infected with the COVID-19 had critical illnesses. Although children are less likely to be infected with the COVID-19, middle-aged and other adults have more chances of being infected. Also, compared to women, men are more likely to die from COVID-19. This is due to men producing weaker immune responses and having higher tobacco consumption rates. Additionally, having type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure increases the risk of having complications when infected by COVID-19. The history of coronaviruses. The history of the human coronaviruses was said to have begun in 1965 as Tyrrell and Bino discovered that they were able to passage a virus called B814. This virus was found in the embryonic tracheal organ cultures that were obtained from the respiratory tract of a human adult infected with the common cold. They were able to demonstrate the presence of an infectious agent. This was done by inoculating the medium from these cultures in human volunteers intranasally. Although the common cold was produced in a significant number of the subjects, Tyrrell and Bino were not able to grow the agent in tissue cultures. However, Harm and Prochnow were able to grow a virus. They named 229E in tissue culture with samples they got from medical students with colds. Both viruses were found to ether sensitive, and they required a lipid-containing coat. Similarly, the viruses were found not to be related to any known myxoviruses or paramyxoviruses. These viruses were termed OC to show that they were grown in organ cultures. However, Almeida and Tyrrell performed electron microscopy on the fluid from the organ culture they infected with the virus B814, and they discovered particles that looked like the bronchitis virus that infects chickens. The OC viruses were all found to have the same morphology. Tyrrell was leading a group of virologists in the late 1960s that was working with several animal viruses and the human strain. The infectious bronchitis virus, gastroenteritis, virus of swine, and mouse hepatitis were all viruses that were included in the study. However, the study discovered that the morphology of these viruses was the same as those seen in the electron microscopy done by Almeida and Tyrrell. Therefore, this new group of viruses was named coronaviruses due to the crown-like appearance of their surface projections, and they were later accepted officially as a new genus of viruses. Research using serologic techniques has given a considerable amount of information with regard to coronaviruses that affect the human respiratory system. Also, it was discovered that coronavirus infections occur more often in the spring and winter than in the fall and summer due to temperature. Over the years, the human strains OC43 and 229E were the strain of coronaviruses that were studied. However, along the line it was discovered there are other strains of coronaviruses. For example, Bradburn discovered a coronavirus strain called B814. Also, this was seen to not be serologically identical to either OC43 or 229E. Studies found that coronaviruses were associated with different respiratory illnesses, even though their pathogenicity is low. However, the predominant illnesses that were associated with coronaviruses were upper respiratory infection, as well as the occasional cases of pneumonia in children and young adults. Coronaviruses were also known to produce asthma exacerbations in children, plus chronic bronchitis in adults and older adults. Epidemiology. On December 31, 2019, a cluster of pneumonia cases having unknown causes was reported to the authorities in Wuhan, China. As in early January 2020, an investigation was launched to determine the causes of these cases. These cases had been linked to the Hunan seafood wholesale market that sold live animals, which made them think the virus might be zoonotic. The virus that caused the outbreak was discovered to be SARS-CoV-2. This happened to be a new virus that is closely related to the coronaviruses found in bat, SARS-CoV, and Pangolin coronaviruses. The new strain of coronaviruses was believed to have originated in horseshoe bats. The first person with symptoms related to this virus was traced as far back as December 1, 2019. However, the person had no connections with the later cluster linked to the market. Among the earlier reported cluster of cases in December 2019, about two-thirds of the cases were found to have links to the market. However, on March 14, 2020, South China Morning Post gave an unverified report about a 55-year-old man from Hubei province being the first person to contract the virus as far back as November 17, 2019. After the first case was reported in Wuhan at the end of 2019, there have been over 80,000 reported cases of COVID-19. These included the cases diagnosed in Hubei province, as well as all the laboratory-confirmed cases. A fact-finding mission by the Joint Task Force between the World Health Organization, WHO, and China revealed that the epidemic peaked in China between late January and the beginning of February in the year 2020. By February 26, 2020, WHO gave a report that showed new cases dropping in China, However, it seemed to be increasing in Italy, South Korea, and Iran. This made the number of new cases without China to exceed the number of new cases within China for the first time since the beginning of the outbreak. These cases were initially occurring among travelers from China or people who were in contact with travelers from China. The reported numbers may have substantially been lower than the actual number of cases, especially among those with very mild symptoms. Also, the reported number reflected the local decision on when and whom to test. For instance, the UK reported 798 confirmed cases on March 13, 2020. However, health officials estimated the actual number of people infected by the virus to be somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000. Very few cases of coronavirus infections have been reported among youth. Furthermore, a report from WHO showed only 2.4% of the cases worldwide are for those who are 19 and under. Fatality rate of the virus. The fatality rate of COVID-19 has been estimated to be about 1.4%. However, the rate is reported to vary from country to country. By studying those who had died from the virus, it was found out that the time from the development of symptoms to the time of death is usually between 6 and 41 days. As of March 21, 2020, there had been over 11,400 recorded deaths from the infection of COVID-19. The majority of individuals who have died from the virus are the elderly. About 80% of deaths were in those that were above 60. However, 75% of the deaths were from those that had pre-existing health conditions, which include diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The first recorded death from COVID-19 was on January 9, 2020, in Wuhan, while the first death to be recorded outside China was on February 1, 2020, in the Philippines. The first death to be recorded outside China was in France. By March 13, 2020, more than 40 countries on every continent except Antarctica had reported deaths. Chapter 2. Causes, Diagnosis and Prevention of the Coronavirus Disease. Causes of the Coronavirus Disease. It is still unclear how contagious COVID-19 is. However, there have been some speculations about how it is transmitted as well as its virology. Transmission of the disease. At the beginning of the investigation into the virus, it was discovered that most patients had either worked or visited the seafood market that sold live animals. Subsequently, as the outbreak progressed, the primary mode of transportation of the virus then became person-to-person spread. The person-to-person spread of the virus is said to occur mainly through respiratory droplets, just like the case of influenza. The virus is released in the respiratory secretions when